Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. This week on the show, we are talking about weight and the two big shifts you need to make if you're looking to make any changes and shifts in your weight, or if you're looking to bring about more body acceptance and a bit more body positivity. These are some really crucial things that don't get talked about often, but actually really move the needle in terms of you seeing real results and how you feel about your wonderful body when it comes to your weight. So that's what we're talking about today. And I hope you are doing well. I'm recording this on a bank holiday Monday, which when you work for yourself, bank holidays are just this vague myth that seems to happen. I never remember bank holidays. My husband doesn't get them with his work. I don't get them. If you listen to this and you work for yourself, you'll probably know the feeling where you're like, it's a bank holiday. Is it? It's a normal Monday. But I hope you are doing well. Life on this side of the microphone has been very fun. I've been running my Beat the Bloat program, which is awesome. I'm loving hearing from all the women and the changes and the transformations they're seeing in terms of their energy and their bloating and the coaching calls we're having together. It's so much fun. And we've got another, as I'm recording this, we've got another like 7 days left. So that's been really fun. It's a brand new thing I did, and I think I might do it again because I've really enjoyed just the energy of it and helping them and seeing them kind of see changes in their bloating and how they feel and their relationship with food and their energy. I've also been doing my usual client stuff. I suppose that's my main job. So this past week, I have just been going through loads of test results, stool tests. I'm running a lot of stool tests right now for some clients and a couple of hair mineral tests. So I've been going through all the test results and figuring out what on earth is happening in people's guts, which is very helpful. And really, I find that kind of stuff really geekly interesting because then you can know, okay, we really need to focus on the butyrate in your gut level or whatever it is. And so that's been really helpful. I've also been researching a little bit more about your MMC, your migrating motor function, and vagus nerve tone, which has been just geeking out on that because that affects clients, and making some new client programs as well, which I love doing because that basically involves me or my client notes. So I do this after I've had the first session with my client, and that first session is normally an hour and a half, sometimes a bit longer, because I'm just getting as much information from them as possible. I then run some maybe tests if that's applicable, or take test results that they have, and then I gather that all information. I go off on my own, I put some classical music on, get my Sharpies, some big bits of pens and paper, and I just kind of get everything out on paper, look at what some of the key things that are going on. I use a functional medicine matrix as my kind of foundation, and that framework, create a timeline, really understand what's happening, and then I take that and make a bit of a program and a plan of action based on specifically what's going on for them. And I really love doing that work. It kind of feels like a bit of like problem solving and detectiving, and I love any chance to use my Sharpies. And then I obviously type that up and put that into the program system that I use. But that is a really fun part of what I do. So that's basically what has been happening here. Otherwise, we're in the UK and in Scotland, so lockdown is continuing. Oh, and obviously my biggest news is I had some coffee, and I went off coffee for a couple of weeks just because I just felt like I wanted to. And I introduced a little bit of decaf coffee a couple of days ago, and oh, I do just love coffee, guys. I mean, the smell of it, the ritual of it, it's awesome. So that was definitely a highlight of my week. So there you go. You are thoroughly updated with all the exciting things that are happening at kind of Kezia Hall headquarters. So let's get on with today's show, where we're talking more about weight and the two things that you can start to do to see real shifts and changes in this whole area. Okay, enjoy the show. Bye. Today we're talking about weight. And I want to share with you a couple of things that are going to help you if you're struggling with your weight. If you are struggling with losing weight, so maybe you've been on the yo-yo dieting train for many years where you have lost and gained the same amount of weight. Maybe you have lost this same stone and a half about 4 or 5 times and then gained it back again. Maybe you have been trying to get to your quote unquote goal weight for the last 10 years and haven't gotten there and continuously use that to beat yourself up with. Maybe you need to gain weight. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, Kezia, I actually know I'm a bit underweight. My periods have stopped. I can't get pregnant. I can't have a period. I wonder if I need to gain weight. Or you just know you're on the lighter end of your kind of weight scale and you maybe wonder, I wonder if being a bit heavier would be helpful. But again, that sets off a whole mindset in you of, oh, I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to be heavier. I quite like being thinner or the shape that you have and I don't really want to, you know, do that. Or you might be in the other category where you have never actually massively struggled with your weight. You're not one of these people like me that, you know, was at your first dieting club age 11. You've actually generally been all right with the weight that you've been over the last years. But in the last, I don't know, 18 months, 6 months, you've found that you've started to gain weight. Weight has suddenly become an issue and it's like this unwanted extra weight that you're not really too sure where it came from. And so whatever category you fall in, what I'm going to talk about here is some really helpful things that you can add into your day that is going to help you to make the shift that you need to make with your health, whether that's gaining weight, whether that's losing weight, or whether that's accepting the weight that you are. Now, only you know what that true answer is for you. And I would really encourage you that weight isn't everything. We have been given some really crap information and our culture is very fat phobic. It's very focused on people's weight. People get there's a lot of prejudice around people that have larger bodies, heavier weights in our healthcare system, in the public perception. And that's not necessarily true. I've had clients who have technically been 3 or 4 stone overweight and or in that obese category. And when we work with them, when we work with their GP, when we run tests, they're actually really healthy. Their biomarkers are great. Their cholesterol's great. Their CRP levels are good. They've not like so many, their thyroid's maybe a bit off, but it's not too bad. And we've worked on that. And they've actually been really healthy. So weight isn't everything, but our culture kind of makes us think that it is. And as women especially, we kind of get the message from birth that we really need to be smaller, lighter, thinner. If we could just take up less space, just get thinner, get smaller, so small actually until you just disappear completely. If we could just keep on shrinking, if we could just keep on taking less space, if we could just really just get tinier and tinier, then that would be great. That's the message we get given, that taking up less space, being less, being smaller, being thinner is better. And that from a young age is the message that I got from being bullied early on with other peers my age telling me I was too fat and too big, to the cultural messages, the social media, the adverts that we see. We have been, and it is slowly changing, which is amazing. But the general visual thing that we see is that as women, we just kind of need to be perfect, but we also need to be really small in every sense of the word. So that we need to be perfect, but we also need to not be too much and not take up too much space. And so this leaks into our bodies. We think that larger bodies are bad, and larger bodies aren't always bad. And equally, if you are naturally of the smaller frame, you being not having that Beyonce or Jennifer Lopez type figure is also fine. All bodies are beautiful in whatever shape and abilities that they have, but that's not the message we've been given. So we need to be really intentional about how we think about our bodies, what we do with them, how we talk to them, and how we connect with our bodies, because our bodies are the home that we live in. We really need to cultivate as much health and resiliency and kindness towards them as possible, but that's not what we get taught to do. We don't get taught how to respect our bodies, really. We don't really get taught how to cultivate health in them. We kind of just get taught how to criticize them, bully them, and be mean to them. And we often think, whether you want to gain weight, lose weight, or just change your relationship with your body, we often think that the way that we bring transformation to our bodies, whether it's gaining weight, losing weight, healing our bodies, whatever, sorting out hormones, dealing with IBS, whatever it is that the best way we do that is if we criticize ourselves into that transformation. And I've talked about that a little bit on the podcast. We almost unconsciously think, if I just am harsh enough with myself, if I just create harsher food rules, harsher exercise rules, harsher words, harsher goals, if I just make it a bit harder, if I'm just a bit harder on myself, then I'll really get to my goal. If I just do intermittent fasting a bit harder, if I just go to the gym a bit more, if I just, I don't know, whatever it is, hang those size 8 jeans in front of me enough, then if I criticize myself enough, I'll get to where I want to be. So that's how we often deal with self. But let's pretend you did that same behavior with a friend. Say you had a friend who had a habit that you would love them to change, smoking. Say you have a friend who smokes and you don't like smoking. And you just constantly criticize them. I can't believe you smoke. It stinks. You stink. Do you know how bad that for you? That is for you. Have you seen this picture of a lung filled with tar? Do you know that you're shortening your lifespan by maybe 20 years? Do you know how much passive smoking is happening? And you just, every time you saw them, you criticize them. You just criticize them about smoking because you're thinking that that might help them to stop. And when I say that out loud, you kind of are like, well, obviously that's not going to help them to stop. Maybe this is your partner. Maybe you have a partner who drinks too much, smokes too much, or whatever it is. And you have probably noticed that criticizing them does not lead to transformation. Criticizing your children won't lead to transformation. Criticizing your friends won't lead to transformation. With your friends, it'll just mean you don't have friends anymore because it doesn't bring about change. But yet somehow we think with our bodies that if we criticize ourselves enough, we'll lead to lasting change. Our weight will change. And it doesn't. It's a lie. It's total BS. So what are some of the things that you can do, whether you want to gain weight, lose weight, or just change your relationship with your body so that weight actually isn't a big issue? Then here are a couple of things that can be really helpful in terms of helping you see results. So number one is, instead of thinking, oh gosh, well, yeah, Kezia, I constantly criticize my body. I have a terrible relationship with my body. Oh, I don't know how to stop. Oh my goodness, it's just really terrible. What do I do? Instead of thinking about all the habits you need to stop, I want you instead to add in a new habit. I want you to start doing something new. And every day, several times a day, I want you to stop for maybe 5 or 10 seconds. So this might take you a maximum of maybe 50 seconds throughout the day. So this isn't a big time commitment. You have time to do this. I want you to take a couple of moments throughout the day, and you might remind yourself with reminders on your phone. You might set up little sticky dots across your house. You might anchor this to a specific routine. So every time you wash your hands, you do this. Every time you sit on the toilet for a wee, you do this. Every time you boil the kettle, you do this. So you can anchor this down into a specific habit. And I want you to take time several times a day to be grateful, to think about something you're really grateful for about your body, your specific body. And I want you to be really specific in what you're grateful about. So this isn't like, I'm really grateful that I have a body. I'm really grateful to my body. No, that's not specific. I want you to think about, I'm really grateful for my toes. Isn't it great that I have toes? I like being able to paint them with nail varnish, and imagine what it would look like if my feet were in sandals and I didn't have toes. It'd affect my balance. It's kind of good that I have toes. I can wiggle them. I can move them around. They help me to walk. They help me to run. Be really specific. I have a heart. My heart beats. My heart's beating right now. Isn't it awesome that I have a heart that beats? I don't ask it to. I don't do anything about it. I didn't make my heart. I didn't cultivate it. I didn't create it. I didn't craft it. I literally did nothing to get this heart that I have. And yet it's there. And it's what keeps me alive. Isn't that crazy? Even if just thinking about it now, isn't that mad? Like this heart constantly beating. I don't do anything to do that. I don't make that happen. I didn't even give myself a heart. It was a gift to me. It is grace to me. Isn't that amazing to think about? Or you can think about your Your nose. Isn't it awesome that you have a nose that you can breathe through? If you've ever had a blocked nose, you know how annoying it is. You can wiggle it. You can imagine you had a face without a nose. I mean, the symmetry would all be off. So I want you to, you can see how this can change the way that you think. And we know through research that gratitude is cultivates such an amazing biochemical shift in the body. So every day, instead of being like, oh, Kezia, my relationship with my body is horrendous, it's terrible. And instead of beating yourself up about how terrible your relationship is with your body, which we can do, we just beat ourselves up about being so terrible, we beat ourselves up about the terrible mindset we have, which is really counterproductive. I want you first to take this as a challenge for the next 10 days. Think about what you're grateful for about your body a couple of times a day. So that might be in the morning when you're in the shower, in the evening when you're brushing your teeth. Really think about it for like 20 seconds and get specific. It's important that you're specific here. So it might be that, oh, I'm so grateful today I went for a walk in the fields. I'm really glad that I have knees. That means I can walk in the fields. It's really good that I was able to walk up that hill because I have knees that bend. Imagine if my knees didn't bend. I mean, you could literally, it'd just be really hard if your knees didn't bend. Walking would just be trickier and you definitely wouldn't be able to go up a hill. I remember today I was making dinner and I was making a stir fry. Oh, and that smell was amazing. I was making coffee this morning. Isn't it great that I can smell? I love the smell of coffee. Really, and I know this sounds almost patronizingly simple and basic, but I promise you, if you can do this more regularly and more frequently, it is the cascading effect will be that it impacts the way that you eat, because the way that you eat is a direct representation of how valuable and how valuable you think your body is and that kind of self-love and respect you have for yourself. So whether you're looking to gain weight, lose weight, what you eat is going to matter. It's going to play a role in that. And if you are struggling to see results, it's probably because you need to change the more fundamental aspects of how you think about your body. And the ripple effect is it's going to affect what you eat. Because if you actually are really grateful for the body that you have, and gratitude is really helpful because it's not love. You might really struggle to love, have body love. You might not love your belly. You might not love your cellulite. And that's okay. It's a big jump to go from beating yourself up and hating your body for years and hating yourself into losing weight and eating disorders, or hating yourself into binge eating and gaining weight and being several stone overweight. Like, that's a big jump to suddenly go, oh, you just need to start loving your body more. No, that might be too hard for you, but you can be really grateful for your body. You don't have to love it, but you can cultivate gratitude, and you can research this. You can get geeky. You can research, how does eyesight work? I've never thought about it. How does it work? And you can get really grateful. Oh my goodness. Isn't this amazing that I can look at things and then light goes into my brain and I translate that into an image in front of me? Isn't that crazy? And that kind of is so much more accessible than, I need to start loving my body more. When you might really hate your body, you might really dislike it, you might distrust it, you might feel like your body's let you down, you might feel disappointed by it, you might feel fed up with your body, you might feel like your body is old and rubbish and, you know, all of these things. And all of those feelings are okay, but they often make it harder to jump to, I just love my body, I'm just so in love with myself. But what you can do is you can be really grateful for what your body is doing for you. And I promise you, if you do this, it can shift everything. And I know you might be like, yeah, but Kezia, how do I lose weight? I just want to lose weight. Do this and it will impact the habits that you have around food. Because food will suddenly be part of this picture, part of this gratitude, part of this process of respect towards your body, instead of something that you use to abuse it with, control it with, or restrict it with. Okay? So really, really important. Gratitude. The next thing that is really going to move the needle when it comes to you dealing with your weight is to focus on your health instead of your weight. When your body is in more balance, when your body has reduced inflammation, when your systems are working more optimally, your body is going to find its healthy weight. And the more we fixate on weight, the more that we kind of halt our progress often. Now, weight is an important part of the picture, but it is not the full picture. So if you imagine a pie, let's think, or a cheesecake. I was going to say, I'm not a big fan of pies, but I do love a cheesecake. Imagine a cheesecake in front of you, a nice freshly baked vanilla cheesecake. Your weight plays is a slice, but it's not the whole thing. You know, we have your biomarkers, we have how you feel, we have your health, other health stuff going on. That's a really important part of the picture. Your weight isn't everything. And it's really difficult because yes, your weight does matter, and being at a healthy weight does reduce your risk of certain things, and lots of research shows that. And then research also shows that your weight isn't necessarily everything, and we also have a really big weight bias within our research and within our medical system. So weight is something you want to consider as part of a bigger picture. Now, I would say probably if you are underweight, then weight, you probably want to be more specific and really focused on making sure you do have practices that help you to gain weight. But often, I have to say, when I'm creating programs for clients, often the program for someone wanting to lose weight versus someone wanting to gain weight often looks really similar. Like, really similar, because I focus on healing the body. I focus on healing and bringing balance and kind of dealing with any imbalances that are either causing weight gain or causing that weight loss. And when you deal with those imbalances around your health, then the weight will take care of itself without you having to focus. I often think that weight should never be number one on the list, but it's okay for it to maybe be four or five, if that makes sense. It's okay for it to be on the list, but it's not number one. Or if you think about it in a car, it's okay for weight to be in the car, but your weight should never be the driving seat. Your health should be, your biomarkers should be, your thyroid function, your metabolism, your brain health, your neurotransmitters, your digestion, your hormones, those also in the car. And your weight is kind of in the back seat, right at the back. It doesn't drive, it doesn't give you directions, it doesn't set the sat nav, doesn't even decide the music. It's in the car, but it's not the most important thing. But our culture tells us it is the most important thing. And that is unhelpful and just plain wrong. It's just not, it's part of a bigger picture. It's part of that holistic picture, which is why I'm a holistic nutritionist and coach. Okay? So really focus on your health and how you feel more than the number on a scale. Because a number on a scale can dictate to you your worth, your mood, and basically a lot of what can happen with weight, whether you want to gain weight, whether you want to lose weight, is that you give your power to this number on the scale. So that number, whether it's gone up or down, will change your mood. It will change your happiness level. It will change how you feel about yourself. And what that means is you've given your power to that number on a scale, whereas actually you are the powerful one. A number on a scale literally means nothing unless you make it mean something, or means very little. I mean, if you tell me a number on a scale, then I'll factor that into that bigger picture, but it doesn't affect your worth, your character, your meaning, how lovable you are, unless you decide it does. And that's your choice. So I really encourage you, do not weigh yourself regularly. And if you want to track something, I think tracking can be really helpful. I often get clients to track things. I get clients to track their blood sugar. I get clients to track how they feel and other symptoms. I might get clients to track their energy levels, their sleep. I might get them to track the foods that they're eating and how they feel about the foods they're eating. I might get them to track how much water they're drinking. Tracking is great, but don't track your weight, okay? Your health, we want you to, in order to change your weight, whether it's gain weight, lose weight, you need to focus on your health. And when you bring balance to your health, balance to your insulin, balance to your thyroid, your hormones, your digestive system, your mental health, your neurotransmitters, your relationship with food, your life, your sleep. When you bring balance to those things, I promise you, your weight will sort itself out. And like I said, I'll repeat it, when I have clients, and the plans that I create and the strategies I create for clients that want to gain weight and clients that want to lose weight often look pretty similar. Because when you balance the body and you can heal it and bring those systems, make those systems, digestive system, endocrine system work more optimally, then weight will kind of take care of itself, okay? So I hope that has been helpful for you. Those are my top two shifts that you really want to make when it comes to your weight. And they're quite, they're probably not what you expected. You're kind of probably hoping that I was like, if you just eat 10 walnuts a day, then you'll lose a stone, which is kind of secretly what everyone's looking for. But these are really things that will move the needle and help you to shift your weight in whatever direction you want, or help you to accept the weight that you are at with so much more ease, and help it last. You don't need to yo-yo backwards and forwards anymore. You can actually, the best thing you can do for your health is to do something that sticks and that lasts. And by being more grateful and cultivating and adding in gratitude for your amazing body really helps you to change the way that you think and talk about your body without the pressure of needing to love yourself, which can feel a bit like a pressure and can feel like a bit of a jump. The next thing around is focusing on your health rather than that set of numbers on a scale really, again, is helpful. So really think about that picture I described of the car, of your weight being in the car, but it's not in the driver's seat. It's not in the front seat. It's not in control of anything. It's a small part of a bigger picture around your health. And when your body is balanced and healthy and healed, and there's not a lot of inflammation going on, your weight will follow. Your weight follows the rest of your health. Your weight doesn't necessarily lead. But we live in a culture where our weight leads. It leads what we think about ourselves. It leads how worthy we think we are. And it's not, our weight is meant to follow. It's meant to be right at the back, following everything else along. But we've flipped it the wrong way around, and it's really not doing us any good. So I hope this helps. If this resonates with you, head over to Instagram or to Supernaturally Healthy on Facebook or Instagram and send me a message. Let me know your questions. Let me know if you enjoyed this. If you are listening to this, take a screenshot on your phone and share it. Post it on Facebook, post it on my Instagram and tag me. I love to hear you guys listening to this. I cannot tell you how weird it is, the fact that I record a podcast where I talk to myself for sometimes an hour in my home office and then kind of hope that other people listen to it. So you listening to it really helps me to know I'm not just like slightly going insane by talking to myself into a microphone in my home office several times a week. So I hope this has been helpful. Let me know any of the questions. Otherwise, I will see you next week for another Gut Goddess show. Lots of love. And if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, and you know that you're feeling stuck and overwhelmed and a little bit like in a vicious circle when it comes to your health and to your weight, and like you're just trying really hard and getting nowhere, then I'd love to chat more with you. So I work with a small amount of clients each month, and I really help them to create a detailed and personal program that helps them to get the results that they want to see within a couple of weeks. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, you can head over to keziahall.com, keziahall.com, and click the Work With Me page. Find out how I work with people in my 3-month program, and you can book a call with me, just a Zoom call, where we'll just have a chat. It's really informal. There's no pressure. There's no commitment. It's just easier to talk in person and to find out if it's going to be a good fit for you. I don't take on loads of new clients, but each month I have a really small slot of maybe 1 or 2 new clients that I can work with. And I would love to chat with you. I know I can help you if your hormones are wonky, if your weight is off, if you're tired, if you're bloated, if you're maybe struggling with some autoimmune issues. Those are all things that I work with clients around a lot, along with things like mental health and other diagnoses. So if you are remotely interested, hop on the phone, let's chat, and we can see if it's an option for you now or sometime in the future. Okay, sending you lots of love.